In the 1940s, during World War II, there was a pressing need to train soldiers and fast and effectively. It was a life or death situation, and a group of psychologists, including Robert Ghani, were asked to develop effective instruction to train the soldiers. Ghani started by analyzing the characteristics of the learners and learning tasks in order to build hierarchies. These hierarchies targeted specific learning objectives and allowed soldiers to master one objective before moving on to the next. This is widely believed to be the origin of instructional technology. The designers viewed training as a system and believed that all elements of instructional design are interrelated. Another aspect that played a role in the development of instructional technology was Shannon and Weaver's theory of communication. In 1949, they discovered that communication was a system that consisted of a sender, receiver, and channel of communication. It emphasized the idea that not only is the communication medium important, but also the communication process in order for the message to get across.